This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his coronavirus task force, including Vice President Mike Pence, held a news conference Monday to talk about their plans for keeping American workers safe and the economy afloat. President Trump said his team is working on ways to get workers paid if the economy suffers.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. We'll be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault.
Vice President Pence said testing is now widespread in the United States.
Testing is now available in all state labs in every state in the country.
Meanwhile, four U.S. lawmakers have self-quarantined after having contact with a coronavirus patient who had attended a conservative political conference they were at recently. Both Trump and Pence were at the conference as well. Reporters asked Pence Monday if he and the president have been tested for the virus.
Have you been tested, Mr. President? Have you been tested?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Has he been tested? Have you been tested?
I have not been tested for the coronavirus.
Has the president been tested?
He's been in contact with people who were in proximity to somebody who had the virus.
Let me be sure and get you an answer to that. I honestly don't know the answer to the question.
The World Health Organization says more than 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases. More than 114,000 people are reported ill. The death toll has topped 4,000. Trading in Wall Street temporarily halted Monday as U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries about public health. This is VOA News. The U.S. is facing a new dilemma in Afghanistan as it figures out how to advance the peace deal with the Taliban. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Kabul, President Ashraf Ghani was sworn in for another term after being declared the winner of September's election. But next door, rival Abdullah Abdullah was also sworn in after charging voter fraud. They both say they're in charge, which is threatening to wreck the peace process. After the U.S. and the Taliban signed the deal last month, negotiations between Afghans themselves were to start tomorrow, which is now a near impossibility after dueling inaugurations. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sudanese President, Prime Minister rather, Abdullah Hamdok says he's safe following an assassination attempt Monday in Khartoum. Eyewitnesses say car bombs went off near the Prime Minister's convoy as he traveled to his office. Afterward, hundreds of protesters gathered at the scene of the blasts, condemning what they called a terrorist attack. North Korea test-fired three short-range rockets Monday. It's the second North Korean launch in a week and the latest mixed signal from Pyongyang, which has hinted it wants international help to fight the coronavirus. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
South Korean officials say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range weapons into the sea off Korea's east coast. Japan said they appeared to be ballistic missiles. North Korea's second missile launch in a week may signal a return to tensions. Except the North is also hinting at dialogue. In a surprise move last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent a letter of condolence to South Korea, which has seen an explosion of coronavirus cases. Some analysts believe Kim's friendly letter signals he wants economic or virus-related aid. North Korea has not reported any coronavirus infections, but many fear it is hiding an outbreak that could turn into a humanitarian disaster. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Monday in Brussels. He told Stoltenberg it is very important Turkey get the help it has demanded in handling Syrian refugees. Late last month, Erdogan opened Turkey's borders with Europe, going against a 2016 agreement to keep them closed. Thousands of migrants have since amassed on the Turkish border with Greece, prompting Greek authorities to fire tear gas to stop the influx. Also Monday, Germany said the EU is considering accepting up to 1,500 migrant children who are presently sheltering in Greek camps. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.